A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, 'This is how you shall bless the Israelites.' Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.' So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." The word of the Lord. The book of Numbers has a reputation of being a boring book of the Bible, with countless lists of names and numbers and census. Yet there are some real gems interspersed throughout it. This passage for today is one of them, and it's in the context of Moses instructing Aaron and his descendants about their priestly duties. It has come to be called Aaron's blessing because it seems to be the earliest blessing formula and possibly the earliest poem found in the Bible. It is also sometimes called the Our Father of the New Testament because of its great popularity. At the conclusion of the daily morning sacrifice, the Jewish priests were always to impart this blessing upon the people. And the blessing, as I say, has become a beloved one for Christians down through the centuries. After the Reformation, many Protestant groups adopted it as a departure blessing for their worship services. And Catholics also use it at various times. In fact, the concluding blessing of the Liturgy of the Hours at morning and evening prayer is an abbreviated version of the blessing from Numbers. Though the blessing itself is just a few verses, it is very rich in its structure and meaning. Its very word structure builds up to a crescendo. In the Hebrew, each line or invocation is directed to the Lord. The first line has only three words. The second line has five. And the last line has seven words, seven being the number of completion. And all this culminates in the word peace. So let's take a moment to see what are the more important meanings of the words. Actually, the blessing is so compact that every word is essential and important. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. Sometimes that last phrase is translated, "The Lord let his face or countenance shine upon you." The Lord. The word "the Lord" is repeated all three times. Each line begins with that. And it's actually using the name, the divine name of God, Yahweh. In Hebrew, the word for God's name is a verb, hava, which means to exist, prefixed by a pronoun, he, so that it literally means he exists. And that's, and the way we've translated is more in the present. Usually in the Bible you see it, I am. I am who am. So this is God speaking. And many Christian writers have followed up on the Jews, because Jewish commentators in the Middle Ages said that there was an unsolved mystery in this. Why is Lord, the name, not just Lord, but the holy name of God, repeated three times, and they could never answer it? But as I say, many Christian writers, through their reflection, have interpreted this allegorically as a foreshadowing of the Trinity. So the three names Lord are the three distinctive persons of the one God. And we will see that come up later. Okay. The Lord bless you. Bless. You know, the Hebrew vocabulary is not abstract like our English. It's very concrete. It's action-oriented. The words relate to the five senses or motion, movement. And so the word bless, even though it seems an abstract word that can't be sensed, is actually, in its original root form, a very concrete word. It refers to when a camel kneels down for someone to get on him or to be loaded. So that kneeling down is the root word of to bless, as if someone were kneeling down to present a gift to show respect. So when God blesses, he's bowing down to us or to the other person, and we too are showing respect and homage to the other. May the Lord keep you. The Hebrew word for what we use as keep originated with the shepherds in the field watching their flocks. At night they would build a corral or some kind of protection out of thorn bushes, and then they would guard the flock. And the hedge, the corral, would protect them. So this meaning of keep means to guard or protect, just as we have the words the castle keep, the center, the heart of the castle, or to keep hold of or keep sake, to keep it, to protect and guard. Then the Lord let his face. The Hebrew word for face is actually a plural word. And it expresses the Hebrew sense of the motion of the face, of constantly changing its moods, its thoughts, its feelings. The Hebrew word, then, for face can also mean the presence of a person, the whole being of a person, the power, dynamism of a person. And this is another place that Christians have also seen a hint of the Trinity, because the word face is faces. May the Lord let his faces shine upon you. So it's a calling down of the whole presence and being of God. And may this face shine upon you. The word for shine naturally means light, giving light, to shine, to radiate. It also means to bring about order, as you would bring about order in the darkness by bringing light to it. It's the opposite of darkness, shining light on something, putting things in order. May the Lord be gracious to you, or kindly. The word for gracious, even in our own understanding, is not simply physical beauty. It's also, as it says, graciousness, a way of bestowing beauty, bringing out the beauty of another. It's not just the appearance, but it's the action. What is an action of beauty or graciousness? If we say someone is gracious, usually we mean they're warm, friendly, loving. It has to do with building community and sustaining others. So gracious is a powerful word. May the Lord give. Give. We know what give is. It's to hand something over to another, or to think well of another even. You give a thought for someone. In the original Hebrew, it meant to set down in place. Remember, Hebrew is very concrete. So to give, to set down in place in front of another, it's a very concrete and tangible meaning. And finally, peace. May the Lord give, set down in front of you peace. Of course, we're all familiar with the Hebrew word for peace, shalom, which means, in the, as a verb, to restore, in the sense of replacing or providing what is needed so that something or someone can be whole, complete, entire. So the noun, shalom, is one who has peace, who has been provided what is needed. Peace has to do with this completion, totality, wholeness. It is also security, health, tranquility, contentment, anything that you can have to think about of being a total completeness and peace with God. In a sense, it means heaven and paradise. So to kind of flesh out the prayer, the blessing of Aaron, a man named Jeff Benner has suggested the following paraphrase to bring in all this richness of the meaning of the Hebrew words. Yahweh, the one who exists, will kneel before you, presenting gifts, and will guard you with a hedge of protection. Yahweh, he who exists, will illuminate the wholeness of his being towards you, bringing order into your life, and providing you with love, sustenance, and friendship. Yahweh, he who exists, will lift up his whole being and look upon you, and he will set in place all that you need to be perfect and complete. One of my earliest memories of praying is that of the four younger children kneeling at the bedside with my father and going down a list of all the people we wanted to remember. You know, God bless Mommy, God bless Daddy, God bless so-and-so. After reflecting upon this blessing of Aaron, I hope that these three words, God bless you, are carried far greater beyond the meaning of a child's prayer or a cliché. They carry the weight of glory and the desire that a person that is blessed will know the fullness of God's love and presence. So when you offer a blessing to someone, it's not just pious words, but it's the very word, may God bless you, is full of the power, provision, and presence of God. As we begin a new year today, perhaps this could be a simple resolution to bless the people God sends into our lives for the next 365 days. I wonder how we will be blessed in turn by the end of 2000.